Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's good to have your company. We're delighted to welcome you if this is your first ever Holy Half Hour, and we're very encouraged if you're a regular listener. Radio is a funny beastie. It puts us in touch with each other and with many people. How many, we have no idea. And yet we cannot see each other. But the connection is very real. And over the years, a rapport develops, which blossoms into a friendship. So in this programme, the theme is friendship. Friendship from many angles, because it is a diamond with many facets to it. So let's start with a medley of songs about friendship from Al Green, Girls Aloud, and Michael Ball, who is singing the theme from Friends.
And trouble.
Summer of fall.
Oh, all you got.
singing.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's the old way. Seems like we're always stuck in second gear. Well, it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour. I'll be there for you, 'cause I've been there before. I'll be there for you, 'cause you're there for me too. Still in bed at 10, your work began at 8. You burned your breakfast so far, things ain't going great.
When we think of friendship, we might think of the camaraderie of soldiers fighting side by side, risking their lives for their family and friends back home. Here are three serving soldiers singing two songs about friendship.
When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride,
we
winter, spring, summer or fall. All you have to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Spring, summer or fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good?
And friendship extends beyond human beings. Peter Shelley, then Lobo, sing now.
Freedom is a dusty road heading to a highway. Californian skyways lead us where we want to stay. Suddenly a summer breeze breaks a misty morning. There's a new day dawning. We better be on our way. So love me, love my dog. We've lived the road too long to break up. Love me, live my life, and travel through this land. I can't leave a friend, I promised that before we started. So love me, love my dog, if you can understand. Then we'll head upland. When I leave this town today, Lord, you know I'll miss you. Baby, I won't kiss you. You'd only make me wanna stay. Though it's hard to say goodbye, can't you see it's over? Guess I'm just a loner, heading on his way. You now love me, love my dog. We've lived the road too long to break up. Love me, live my life, and travel through this land. I won't leave a friend, I promised that before we started. So love me, love my dog, if you can understand. Then we'll head up land.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay and how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. Willpower made that old car go. A woman's mind told me that's so. Oh, how I wish back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, how I love being a free man. Now I can still recall back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, how I love being a free man.
Friendship extends between humans and beyond humans, and even between God and ourselves. In this next song, Ronnie Ross is hinting at his friendship with God. The writer of the song, Charlie Lansborough, was sure that the friend is God.
Everybody needs a little help sometimes. No one stands alone. Makes no difference if you're just a child like me or a king upon the throne. For there are no exceptions. We all stand in the line. Everybody needs a friend. Let me tell you of mine. He's my forever friend. My leave me never friend. From darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend. Even when I turn away, he cares for me. His love no one can shake. Even when I walk away, he's by my side. With every breath I take. And sometimes I forget him. My halo fails to shine. Sometimes I'm not his friend, but he is always mine. He's my forever friend. My leave me never friend. Darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend. If you still don't know the one I'm talking of, I think it's time you knew. Long ago and far away, upon the cross, my friend died for you. So if you'd like to meet him and don't know what to do, ask my friend into your heart and he'll be your friend too. He's my forever friend. My leave me never friend. From darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend. He's my forever friend.
Some songs are more definite than others about God being our friend. Quite a number of famous songs could refer to a human friend, but could also be referring to our divine friend. For example, who is the you in You Raise Me Up? A partner, a friend, or God? It's the same with this next song from Simon and Garfunkel. Is the bridge builder human or divine? It's an amazing thought that Almighty God can be our friend.
feeling small when tears are in your eyes. I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get
the heart of the Christian message is the good news that we do have a divine friend who loves us and supports us, who guides us and inspires us, who comforts us when we feel challenged and challenges us when we're too comfortable, who knows us well enough to be able to say just the right word when we need it, and who is able to say to us what only best friends can get away with saying when we need to hear it. God doesn't just give us gifts, he gives us himself. God came down to earth as Jesus of Nazareth. He walked in our human shoes until his feet hurt. Still, he shares our little daily lives and he lets us share in his cosmic life. He is with us in all our little ups and downs, twists and turns, and we live with him and suffer with him and die with him and rise again with him. He lives with us here and now on earth, and we go to live with him forever in heaven. Now that is what I call friendship. This is not just theory. I'm speaking from my own personal experience. I have found real friendship with Jesus, as this spring harvest song says.
What a friend I found, closer than a brother. I have felt your touch, more intimate. Yeah.
And it's not just me. 2,000 million people alive today personally testify that Jesus is their friend too. That's why they're proud to be called Christ ones or Christians. Here is one of them, Don Francisco, to tell us more about Jesus, his friend.
Lean hard on me. Lean hard on me. I'll stand the strain. I'll break the chains and set your soul free. Lean hard on me. Lean hard on me. I am the rock, lean hard on me. There's a rock that has never been shaken, a rock that's so mighty and high, unmoved since the days of the prophets and ages gone by. The cornerstone and the foundation, who was and who is and will be. That rock is your friend and your brother, so lean hard on me. Lean hard on me. Lean hard on me. I'll break the chains, I'll take the pain and set your soul free. Lean hard on me. Lean hard on me. Don't be afraid. I am the rock. Lean hard on me.
Our friend Jesus would be your friend too, if you let him. Some people cannot get their heads round the idea of Jesus and me being an item. Some people used to be friends with Jesus, but for one reason or another, the friendship cooled. If you ever feel that your relationship with Jesus is fading or non-existent, then ask yourself one or two searching questions like these. Do you ever speak to Jesus? Do you listen to him? Do you confide in him as your friend? Do you give him a word of praise? Say sorry to him? Express your thanks to your God? Do you ever ask for his help? Do you sit down and waste time, spend quality time with him? Do you ever share communion meals together? Do you show him any interest in his interests? Do you lend him a hand with his work? Do you ever mix with other members of his family? Do you give him little presents? Do little thoughtful things to please him? Or show him that he's wanted, needed, and appreciated? What a friend we have in Jesus. The Bible tells us that Enoch walked with God. Wow. Abraham was the friend of God. The Lord would speak with Moses face to face, just as a man speaks with his friend. Jesus helped David to be calm and fearless, even if he had to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus is the prompting and pricking of our conscience, the still small voice of calm in the middle of life's storms, the strength beyond our own strength, the unseen presence beside us who helps us to know that we're never alone and never left to our own devices. Jesus still invites us, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden," and he still promises, "I am with you always, even to the end of the world." So bye for now, and I leave you with Skip O'Neill and Michael Card.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and carry.
Don't you know there's a place in the middle of your heart? An empty place that only Christ can fill. And if you bow your knee to Jesus and claim Him as your Lord, don't you doubt for a minute that He will. And the pain of growing up is almost more than you can bear. And all you want to do is run and hide. Don't you see that now's the time when you really need Him most? He's waiting and He's calling to you still. He only wants to love you and hold you in His arms. And don't you doubt for a minute that He will. Don't you know